Christian's last name is a B as in boy, E-N-H-A-B-I-B. First name is V as in Victor, I-T-A-L-I. Date of birth is November 28, 2023. Date of birth is October 30th, 1935. Mixed rare of a chief complaint memory loss. Mixed rare of history present known as Christian is a 88-year-old male, kind of chief complaint of a memory loss, of course. Of a majority of the history is provided by the daughter, who is translating for Turkish, of course. Of according to the daughter, Christian has been having memory loss for a year, for 1 to 2 years, so first the memory is progressively getting worse. So first the patient would misplace things. So first the patient's short-term memory is much worse than long-term memory. First the patient has significant difficulty to remember what he eats for breakfast. So first the patient would also forget names. So first the patient has significant difficulty to recall. First the history of the past medical history. Past medical history, atrial fibrillation, eczema, skin cancer, eczema, past surgical history, prostate surgery, eczema, current medication, atorvastatin, Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, sertraline, ondansetron, levothyroxine, next type of allergies, patient has allergies to penicillin, causing a skin rash. Next, we have a social history. Patients married with 2 children. For some patients, retired. Patient does not smoke. For some patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Please do not a family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. Next, we have a neurological examination, mental examination. Patient is disoriented to the year, month, and date. For some patient does not know the year, month, and date. For some patient knows that he lives in Walnut Creek. For some patient, he does not know the state. First up, 0.7 to 0 out of 5. First up, a 5-minute short-term recall, 0 out of 3. First up, a patient knows he's born in 1935. First up, however, he does not know the month he is born. First up, a patient is oriented to the daughter's name. First up, poor insight. First up, a poor judgment. First up, however, impression, Alzheimer's disease, comma, advanced. First up, patient is disoriented to time, date, and situation. First up, 0.7 to 0 out of 5. First up, a 5-minute short-term recall, 0 out of 3. First up, patient's poor insight and poor patient's poor insight. First up, patient has poor judgment. First up, Mr. Weber, recommendation, explain to the patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next up, our recommendation to start the Namenda, 10 milligrams, 1 PO, QD. First up, explain to them the common side effects of the medication. First up, Mr. Weber, offer them to obtain an EEG study. First up, patient has declined because he said he had skin cancer on the head. So first up, he did not want to do EEG study. First up, Mr. Weber, I recommend the patient follow me in explain the patient the common side effects from the medication. Next level, recommend the patient follow with me in 2 months. So first time, Mr. Weber, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is B-E-N-H-A-B-I-B. Last name, first name. That's the last name. First name is V as in Victor, I-T-A-L-I. Date of birth is January 22, 2024. And next word of a date of birth is October 30th, 1935. Next word of the chief complaint, Alzheimer's disease. The first time a next word of history present in this patient has previously seen me on November 28, 2023 for Alzheimer's disease. The first time patient has been taking the memantine. First time, but there's no side effects. The first time, a majority of the history is provided by the daughter. First time, his memory is about the same. First time, it is not worsening. First time, the next paragraph, impression, Alzheimer's disease advanced. First time, referral recommendation, explain to the patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next time, we increase the memantine from 10 milligrams a day to 10 milligrams twice a day. First time, referral recommendation, probably in April 22, 2024. First time, next paragraph. This marks the identification. Next patient, last name is Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O. First name is L-A-R-P-I-E. Again, L-A-R-P-I-E. January 26, 2024. Date of birth is August 7, 1974. Next, we have a referring physician is Lorena Tan. Next, we have a chief complaint, snoring. Next, we have history present known as patient, a 49-year-old female, common chief complaint of snoring. First, patient has severely loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, and excessive daytime sleepiness. First, patient usually goes to bed at 11 p.m. First time, takes a patient about 1.5 hours to fall asleep. First time, patient is moderately loud snoring. First time, a patient wakes up at 7 a.m. First time, first sleep is non-restorative. First time, patient wakes up feeling tired and fatigued. First time, patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First time, patient always becomes drowsy when she's sitting as a passenger for an hour without break, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. So first time, next, we have a past medical history, hypertension. Next number, Next, we have a current medication, lisinopril, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-A-N, next number, aspirin, next number, vitamin E and vitamin C and vitamin B12. Next, we have allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, we have social history, patients divorced, patients a nurse, practitioner, first step patients for children, first step patient does not smoke, first step patient does not drink alcohol, first step patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, mother have high blood pressure and hypertension, first up father have high diabetes and hypertension, first up brother died 34 years old brother died at the age of 34 years old. First time, for review system, patient has joint pain and low back pain. First time, for impression, snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, weakness, muscles of breathing during sleep, overweight, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. For example, patient also significant high blood pressure. For example, blood pressure is up to 180 over 100. For example, it is concerned that a sleep apnea may contribute to a high blood pressure. For example, this muscle gain adaptation.